Welcome back to M&B's podcast. I'm the M for Mom.
I'm the B for Ben. Sorry, this podcast is coming on a bit of a delay. If there's time, we'll tell you more about that at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties in our previous recording session, but we're glad to be coming at you tonight.
Yeah, if we ever have a blooper reel, you'll find out what we mean. So, today we're going to be talking about something fun we did just recently, like a week or two ago. We went to the Cat Cafe together.
That's right. Shout out to Parista in Erie. It was quite an experience.
So the way it came out of me going there was for a Valentine's Day gift. Mom had some quote-unquote love coupons, like for each of us kids to do something fun with her children's museum, fun special time, and as it goes for me, Cat Cafe. Because for the past like 8 months, I've been begging her to go to the Cat Cafe. And she got that coupon, and they made a date to go on March 30th.
That's right. And if you've never been to a Cat Cafe, this was my first time on the cat side of things. So you can just go in and have a regular, you know, coffee shop experience. I'm not necessarily a cat person. I'm allergic. I'm actually like a little sniffly even just talking about it right now. But I like the cafe, and it has very cute decor. It's very cute aesthetic.
It's very punny.
It's punny, yes. Lots of cat content. But then you pay a certain amount of fee per person to go into the cat side of the room, and you can take in your drinks or your snacks with you. But then the cats are just roaming free, and you can pet them and play with them, and you have to let them come to you. And then the fee that they collect supports adoption efforts for all the cats and caring for them. And then the idea is that people can adopt the cats that they connect with in the cafe. So that is what Ben and I got to experience.
Yep. So after we walked in, I got a nice strawberry brownie. Mom got a coffee.
Yep. I think it was called the Cottage Core Latte. It was a good seasonal drink.
If you don't know what a strawberry brownie is, it's a brownie with a strawberry on top. Very delicious. Mm-hmm. We walked through like a airlock, like two doors, small hallway in between, where you put your shoes and little cubbies, and then so that the cats don't escape. So that way you walk in, you close one door, and you open the other. And that way you can walk in and out safely without the cats trying to escape.
Yep. And it was really cute. They had lots of tables, but like so many like cat towers and cat snuggle beds and baskets of toys. And they had a whole wall with pictures of all the cats.
Yeah, and descriptions about them.
Yeah,
a few of them were bonded.
Oh yeah, what does the bonded mean again?
It means that they're like, if you wanted one, you had to get both of them. Like they're absolutely affectionate about each other.
Yeah. So picture this. Ben and I walk in. I forgot to bring my Benadryl with me. I know I'm going to be having an allergy attack, but it's totally worth it to watch my son be so joyful and so in his element with all of these cute little creatures.
So we sit down, and then like half of the 12 cats come over swarming us.
Literally.
Like, I think they're attracted to the food. I've never quite found out, but like there was this little like wall of shelves. Like, how do you would you explain that? There was like a wall with like little shelves. That way the cats could like jump up on the wall.
Yeah.
And a few of them were right above a shelf, right above our table, and they kept going at us. Like, they kept trying. At one point, a cat tried to take a sip of Mom's drink, and a few of them actually jumped onto the table and tried to get it.
Yeah, like these, like I told Ben, like, get those whiskers out of that frosting, you know? it was pretty cute. And then eventually they kind of cooled off
because they knew
we weren't going to feed them. But Ben is like the animal whisperer. I mean, he was like this with the chickens. He's just amazing with animals.
Do you remember what happened when you? So Mom wore a dress there, okay? And there was this little cute cat that would every single time, every time it got scared or something, it would run underneath Mom's chair that she was sitting in with her dress pretty much covering it all up because it was falling down on the floor to cover up the sides of the chairs. And at some points, it would only just hide there, but at other points, it would claw at her dress as if it were like a little hanging like mouse toy.
Meanwhile, Ben was trying to like play with the cat toys, like pick up the little sticks that have the little shaker things on the edge of them.
At some points, I would try to like, come on, cat.
Yeah, but this particular one just wanted to play with my dress and kept getting its claws stuck in my dress, and I was the allergic one and freaking out. Ben was just laughing.
It was very funny.
It was pretty funny.
My favorite cat was named Nacho.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There were also a few cat brawls where they all got hissy at each other.
Yeah. That was kind of intense. Do you think that was normal?
As long as they don't attack me, I think it's very entertaining.
It was pretty entertaining from afar, I think. Yeah. And it was totally sweet quality time. Ben, I actually would go back with you anytime.
It was because, like, I think one of them accidentally claws one or knocks them off a thing. And one of them, or they just interrupt their sleep. They just get angry at one another. One claws at another. Another flicks its tail into its face.
Yeah. I got to hand it to them. They thought of every little detail. So they had, like, if you just want to come in and hang with the cats and don't have anything to do, they had, like, cat-themed coloring books and colored pencils out. And they had, like, a puzzle that you could do. And, you know, there was, like, activities, which was, like, really nice.
Some of them I wasn't able to meet because it was like their nap time the time that we came.
Yeah.
So some of them just kind of huddled in. There were a lot of really cute and fuzzy ones though.
Yes. They were extremely cute. And the only thing cuter than the cats was Ben being so happy around the cats.
They'll never replace Socks or Scars though.
You want to tell us who Socks and Scars are?
Oh, yes. So, the only cats I used to know in my life were two cats named Socks and Scars who were at my babysitter's house before I went to act like elementary school. I was in preschool. And at first, I knew both of them. My favorite time was when they'd jump onto my lap and just kind of snuggle in with me and just take a nap on my lap. Eventually, when I was, how old do you think I was? Like 5 or 6, maybe?
Yeah.
About that age, 5 or 6. At one point, Socks, you know, cats can walk themselves. I'm pretty sure all our listeners know that.
Mm-hmm.
They just casually walk. But Socks never came back. We don't know where he went or anything that happened, unfortunately.
We prayed for him a lot.
I missed him. It was nothing compared to... A few years later, this was more recently, I was probably like 8 or 9, maybe 7. It had been a while since I was at Maggie's. Normally the time I'm there is when I have spring break and my parents don't, and some of that offsets. I don't have school and they do, and my grandparents are busy, so I head to Maggie's. And I asked Maggie where Scars is, because I didn't see him. And she tells me that he died a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I spent the next, like, 15 minutes crying in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because... sorry, it's depressing to talk about it.
It's sad, buddy. I know.
And eventually I had to leave because someone else had to go to the bathroom, but...
Yeah.
It was very hard for me to even speak because, like I said earlier, that was the only cat that I knew in my life.
Yeah. And they will always have a special place in your heart. They gave you the gift of teaching you how much you love cats, how much you love animals.
Yes, they did.
Even though it's sad to say goodbye, but we definitely give thanks for the sweet gift that they've been.
I feel like people are curious about this. Socks was a brown and black cat, and Socks was a white cat.
Wait. Socks was
a... Oh, I mixed that up.
Yeah.
Socks was a brown and black cat, and Scars was a white cat.
Right, yeah.
And they both got their names from something. Socks liked to lay in socks. And Scars... Every dawn, he would always give you a scar because of his long nails.
Well, Ben, I love how much you love cats, and I love how much they love you.
Yeah, I don't think if I never met Socks or Scars, I'm not sure if I ever would have loved cats or any other animal, really. Hmm. I mean, I would have, but probably not as strongly as I actually do.
You bonded with them at a very young formative age.
In fact, Maggie's friend, I'm not sure who, which my babysitter's name, painted a picture of her dog Piper with scars after he died.
I don't think I knew about that.
It was a little purple, like, oval frame with the two of them painted. It wasn't extremely accurate, but it definitely was. It's on the, like, shelf, like, on the wall when you walk in.
Aww.
Every time I see it, I think of him.
That's beautiful. Also, big shout out to Maggie for being just the best in every way. All right. Well, we appreciate our listeners for tuning in. And we encourage you to go to Parisa Cat Cafe. Support their efforts for kitty adoption if you're not allergic.
And we'll see you next time on M&B's Podcast.